According to the breakdown, the effects on Georgia would include the loss of more than $28 million in primary and secondary education funding and nearly 400 teaching positions. The White House also says it will mean a reduction in millions of dollars in military operations funding and the furloughing of thousands of civilian Department of Defense employees. Amy Brundage is Deputy Press Secretary for the Economy.
There are people that are working today who, unfortunately, if we do not come to a resolution, will be at risk of losing their jobs. And that's why we believe that Congress needs to work out a solution.
And according to Governor Nathan Deal's office, if the sequester happens, the state might need up to $24 million to offset lost federal funds, and it could lead to reductions in state revenues as a result of furloughs or job losses. Deal's office also says it could result in the overall reduction of economic growth. That's a huge concern for the state, according to Georgia Budget and Policy Institute Executive Director Alan Essig.
We seem to be kind of turning a corner on the recovery, and something like this could set us back, which would not be a good thing.
The White House released the breakdown as President Obama pressures Congress to approve a debt reduction deal. The president's plan includes budget cuts, limiting tax breaks for the wealthy, and closing corporate loopholes. Meanwhile, most Republicans are opposed to raising taxes. In a statement, Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss says, America's leaders have a duty to examine all options to bring the country's growing $16 trillion debt under control. To do that, Chambliss says leaders must reform entitlements, simplify the tax code, and cut both discretionary and mandatory spending. Chambliss has been working with a bipartisan coalition of senators on fiscal issues. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.